ברשות מוריי ורבותיי, for sure I would like to dedicate the שיעור לעילוי נשמת רב חיים יהושע בן אברהם פוירמן, זיכרונו לברכה. And I would like to take permission for you for 2 minutes to start in Hebrew, to say a few words. Every time when I spoke to Rabbi Feuermann, obviously was in Hebrew, and if I start to speak to him in English, he switched me to Hebrew, not because I don't know to speak English, because he liked my Hebrew, and I'm sure if he listened to my word in Hebrew, he will feel happy. Only a few words, and the shiur, for sure I will give in English. שאלתי את עצמי איך אפשר להגדיר את הרב פוירמן. יצא לי הרבה פעמים לדבר איתו, לאשתי היה זכות כמה שנים ללמוד אצלו, לעבוד איתו ביחד ב-BGA, ב-Board of Jewish Education. השם הרב פוירמן בבית אצלנו, הילדים גם מכירים. אם אפשר להגדיר אותו בשלוש מילים, הוא היה אומר. Many times in the משניות, in מסכת אבות, we find the beginning of the משנה, הוא היה אומר. Why we never have the name? No, הוא היה, first, קודם הוא היה כזה, ואחר כך הוא אמר. הוא היה מודל לכולם. מה שהוא אמר, כך הוא חי. תורתו הייתה תורת חיים. ממש תורת חיים. כשאנחנו מתפללים בכוונה ותן בליבנו להבין ולהשכיל, לשמוע, ללמוד, אצלו הייתה אותה כוונה בדיוק גם כשהוא הגיע למילה ללמד. כמו שהוא ביקש על עצמו, הוא ביקש גם על התלמידים. הוא למד ולימד איך לחיות ואיך להחיות את החינוך, את התורה. תמיד בשיעור הראשון הוא היה שואל, מה מצפים ממני? מה רוצים ממני? מה אתם רוצים? והוא היה משתדל מאוד שכל אחד מה שביקש יקבל. הוא תמיד היה אומר לא להשאיר אף תלמיד מאחורה. זה לא אנחנו המורים, זה החיים של התלמידים. וכשחיים בצורה כזאת, אז הוא זכה באמת להעמידו תלמידים הרבה. מה זה העמידו תלמידים הרבה? חי הנושא את עצמו. תלמידים שלו מזכירים עד היום את ההנהגות שלו, את שיטות הלימוד שלו, ואת החיות שלו, וביחד עם זה את הצניעות הגדולה שהייתה בו. אז בשבילי זה באמת זכות מיוחדת לתת את השיעור לעילוי נשמתו. וכמובן, כשנותנים שיעור לעילוי נשמת הרב חיים פוירמן, זה חייב להיות בחינוך. אין דבר אחר. אז בסייעתא דשמיא ננסה ללמוד ביחד סוגיה מאוד מעניינת בחינוך. In the first paragraph, in front of us, we know Sefer Bereshit is Maase Avot Siman Ma? Labanim. This is what we know from Chazal. One time, Chazal say Maase Avot Siman Babanim. What is the difference between Maase Avot Siman Labanim or Maase Avot Siman Babanim? Maase Avot Siman Labanim is mean Avot and Imaot give us instruction. We need to try the best to follow after the instruction. How much we can? מעשה אבות סימן בבנים, the DNA of אבות and אמהות stay with us. אברהם is not our grand-grandfather. שרה, she is not our grand-grandmother. אברהם is אברהם, אבינו. שרה היא שרה, אמנו. The DNA from אבות and אמהות stay by us. And every year, when we read all these פרשיות between לך לך, to beginning of Sefer Shemot, and we learn about Avot ve'imaot, we need to ask ourselves what kind of new aspect I can learn from the conversation, from the action, from any thing what Avot and Imaot do in Sefer Bereshit, and to ask myself how this can come part of my life. What we find something very, very interesting about Avot ve'imaot, between Avraham and Sarah, we find a lot of conversation. And also argument about Ishmael, between Yaakov and Rachel, is no question. We have many conversations. Yaakov, Rachel, Leah. Between Yitzchak and Rivka, our expectation to have more conversation from anybody else. More from Avraham and Sarah, more from Yaakov and Rachel and Leah. Why? Because the Pasuk say, Rivka ohevet et Yaakov bna, Yitzchak ohev, he loved et Esav bnu. One is the son of Ima, and the other one is son of Im Abba. Is obviously this create a lot conversation. But what we have for good forever in the Torah, conversation between Yitzchak and Rivka, or Rivka to Yitzchak, one pasuk in the Torah. Only one pasuk in paragraph one, Vatomer Rivka el Yitzchak, Katzti bechayai mipnei bnot chet. Im lokeach Yaakov isha mibnot chet kaele, למה לי חיים? Rivka say clearly to Yitzchak, if Yaakov marry one of the girls from Eretz Knan, my life is no more relevant. I not care about my life. Katzti b'chayai. This cannot happen. And Yitzchak listen to Rivka and he send Yaakov to Padan Aram. When Rivka come and say, Katzti b'chayai, I despise my life is no more relevant, the letter kuf in Torah, and also in any chumash, not in front of us, the letter kuf of Katzti b'chayai is small letter. And every time in the Torah, when we have small letter, or big letter, Chazal come and ask, Manishtana, why this letter is different from all the other normal letters? Is here, Baal HaTurim come and explain to us in paragraph 2, why the letter Kuf in Katzti b'chayai is small letter, Kuf, Ktana, Sheraata, Sheatid, Leicharev HaBayit, Shegov'o Me'ama, Sheraata, Hu, Rivka, Sheatid, Leachriv, Leicharev HaBayit, Hu, go to destroy Bet HaMikdash, Esav, what the size of Bet HaMikdash is under Tama. I really don't understand. Who talk about Esav? This is very serious conversation between Ima and Abba. For what place Yaakov find his Bashert? Girl from Eretz Knaan or from any other place? How Esav walk in to this conversation? Nobody talk about him. The letter Kuf is small letter to teach us Esav in the future. As many children go to destroy Bet HaMikdash, what the size of Bet HaMikdash is under Tama. Who talk about Esav? We talk only about who? About Yaakov. Moreover, something very interesting, every time in Torah, when we have small letter, in other place, we find same letter, big letter. And every time we have connection between the small and the big letter. And Baal HaTurim continue and teach us, the kuf shel udror ken la, David HaMelech come and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everybody have his house, except you. I would like to build for you house. And paragraph said, in the second line, gam tzipor matzabait, also the bird have nest to stay. Udror, type of bird, ken la, nest. The letter kuf in the word ken is what? Is big, is small, is big letter. And the question is, what's the connection between the small letter of Katzti b'chayai, what Rivka say, if Yaakov marry girl from Eretz Knan, I despise my life, to the big letter of Udror Ken La. This is the two questions. Through these two questions, we will start step by step. B'siyata Dishmaya, we will see something what Chazal teach us, Pil A plane. Olam Abba Ba'olam Hazeh. B'siyata Dishmaya. And we started this way. Rivka come and say to Yaakov, my lovely son, listen to me very carefully. Now you go to lie your father. Your father will ask you, who are you? And you will say to him, Abba, I am Esav. And the reason why you need to listen to me, because the Torah come and say, Kabed et avicha ve'et imecha. The Torah come and say, listen to your mom. And Yaakov say, Ima, below the respect, I know the Torah teach me to listen to you. But in same time, I'm sure you know also, same Torah also teach me, I'm not allowed what? To lie. Yes, I know my son, but I say this to you, benevuah, and Navi allowed to tell us for short time, or Acha, to do something against the Torah. Opposite what the Torah wants for us. Where I find what I say to you now, in Or HaChaim HaKadosh, in paragraph 5. Shema bekuli, pirush, agam sheyesh bedvarim elu kegneva dat, I send you to do something, what definitely you look lie, and you steal something from your father, in kol ze yesh lecha lishma bekuli, still, you need to listen to me, pirush, milvad chiyu mitzvat kibud avayim, what you need to listen to me, shei mitzvat aseh, גם היא נביאה. רבקה שהיא נביאה, הוא כתיב את דברי נביא אמת, אליו תשמעו. And נביא אמת, we need to listen to him, וכבר כתבנו שיצטדק, זה last line, שיצטדק נביא באומרו, נביא can say to us, לעבור על מצווה ממצוות התורה לפי שעה. It means for short time, we can do something against the Torah, this we can get from נביא אמת. And Rivka, what Neviah, and this is what she say to who? To Yaakov. Yaakov listened to his mom. He steals the bracha from his brother. He understands he cannot stay in Eretz Knan. He needs to run away. Esav almost go to kill him. And he takes instruction from his father, from his mom, to arrive, to travel to Padan Aram. And maybe something can come out from the family member, Lavan, sister of his mom, maybe one of the daughter will marry to Yaakov. In the way to Padan Aram, and he arrived in Padan Aram, obviously to get information about the family, the best place to ask people is beside the well, because every day people come to the well, and you can ask who is the Betuel, Lavan, and look what happened when he arrived beside the well, paragraph 6. He asked about the family, Odonu medaber imam, he talked about to the shepherd, ורחל באה עם מצון אשר להביא, כי רואה היא, רחל arrived, because she was a shepherd of all the animals of לבן. והיא כאשר ראה יעקב, please put line, את רחל בת לבן אחי אמו, when יעקב, see first time, רחל, who is רחל? Daughter of לבן, who is לבן? My mom, brother. ואת סון לבן, Azerline, second time, אחי אמו, the Torah teaches again, who is לבן? My mom, brother. ויגש יעקב ועבר את אבן מלפי הבאר, he moves the rock from the well, third time, Azerline, וישק את סון לבן, אחי אמו. And he helped to Rachel to give water to the animals, and to סון לבן, who is לבן? My mom, brother. Why is the Torah? Three time, and one posuk, tell us again and again, Lavan, he is my mom, brother. Torah is Kodesh Kodeshim. We never have one letter, one word in Torah what is not necessary. Why we find this? Three times. The explanation is, what Rabbeinu Bechaye explained to us, when Yaakov Avinu moves the rock from the well and helped to Rachel, not to impress Rachel, maybe something can come out from this, some shidduch. No, no. He never believed. Never believe this will happen to him, to lie his father. He never believe he will stay out from Eretz Israel. He believe he stay in Eretz Israel exactly his father, all his life. Now, the reason why he find himself in Padan Aram, A, because what? He lie his father. Second, he listened to his father and he moved to Padan Aram. It's from this moment, everything what he see in front of his eyes is Ima ve'Abba. Kibud Orim. Now, this girl, the name is who? Rachel. Who is Rachel? The daughter of Lavan. Who is Lavan? My mom, brother. It means I have here some aspect of Kibudem. I go to help Rachel. Not to impress Rachel. This way for me to make Kibudem, afalpi I stay far away from my parents. This is how Rabbeinu Bechaye explained paragraph 7. Vayika asher ha Yaakov, izkira katuv hazeh, the pasuk mentions this few times, kama pa'amim, achi imo, is my mom brother, leodia to teach us, ki kol mo sheishtadel Yaakov batzon leashkotam, uma sheaya chomel al Rachel bat Lavan, lo asa lichvod Lavan, he never does this to honor Lavan, רק לכבוד פליספוטליין, לכבוד אמו, בשביל שהיה אחי אמו. ומפני זה בכל פעם שיזכיר הכתוב שמו של לבן הרשע, יזכיר אחי אמו. He help Rachel, give water to the animals, בשביל שהיה אחי אמו. And now, this is a moment to ask, why we need to honor our parents? You look at me and say, all the respect, what kind of question is? Why we need to honor our parents? How much we honor them is only one drop in the big ocean, what they do for us, ביודעים ובלא-יודעים, when they're alive and after they passed away. It's what kind of question I ask. You know why I ask this question? Because the Gemara come and teach us, when we arrive in Mara, after Kriyas Yam Suf, and the water comes sweet, הקדוש ברוך הוא give us few new mitzvot. In paragraph 8, second line. Middle of the line, שם שם לו חוק ומשפט. שם שם לו חוק ומשפט. Comes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, paragraph 9, and teach us, 10 mitzvot נצטוו ישראל. Until Mara, we have only responsibility to keep 10 mitzvot. 7, what we had before, בני נוח, 7 mitzvot בני נוח. And new mitzvot, דינין, some new law, what we not had before, שבת, and כיבוד, אבאים. כיבוד אבאים? First time we get this mitzvah in Mara? כיבוד אבאים is something what is part of our personality. We born with כיבוד אבאים. More or less, this is nature to have respect to parents. What the Gemara come and teach us? כיבוד אבאים we get in Mara? כיבוד אבאים was before. The answer is, האמת, we don't need to honor our parents. Why, what he say to us now? איך אפשר להגיד דבר כזה? What is me? Give me to explain myself? זה גמרא כמה teachers. שם הביא אל argue. 3 years, גמרא עושה מוחס. טוב לו לאדם שנברא, או טוב לו לאדם what? שלא נברא. What is good? What? God create us, we come to this world, or not? After 3 years, נמנו וגמרו. Everybody decide same. טוב לו לאדם what? נו, שלא נברא. Better for us not to arrive to this world. One minute. אמא אבא, if better for us not to arrive to this world, why you bring me to this world? Why I need to honor you? Better for me not to come to this world. The answer is, why we need to honor our parents? We need to honor our parents. The base reason is, כבד את אביך ואת אמך. Why? כאשר צבך השם אלוקיך. I like, I don't like, is comfortable, is not comfortable, is good or not good, is not relevant. I need to honor them, not only when it's relevant or not, is not, זה לא משנה שום דבר. I need to honor them, why? כאשר צבך השם אלוקיך. After this foundation, how much we honor them, and we need to honor them more and more and more, is only one drop in the big ocean. It's not enough. But the base reason is, כאשר צבחה שם אלוקיך. I like, I don't like, is comfortable or not comfortable, is not relevant. כאשר צבחה שם אלוקיך. Now, in this place, come Rivka and say to Yaakov, my dear lovely son, your brother come famous all over the world with one mitzvah. What mitzvah? כיבוד אביהם. Everyone know him with this mitzvah. But you need to know, he honor me, Rivka say and Abba, but the reason why he honor us is not כאשר צבחה השם אלוקיך. What kind of benefits I can get from this? אם Abba, thank you, what you bring me to this world. I can steal, I can kill, I can do what I want. It's great. Moreover, you will come old, I will care about you, I will come old, my children care about me. Everything is what kind of benefits I can take. But still, this mitzvah can give to his children opportunity to destroy Bet HaMikdash. If this has the Chalila will happen, what I would like your children, we have the opportunity to rebuild Bet HaMikdash. How? If you fulfill this mitzvah in pure way. You really don't want to listen to me, Rivka say, to lie your father. But why you do this? כאשר צבחה השם אלוקיך. You don't want to listen to your father to move to Padan Aram. Why you do this? כאשר ציווך השם אלוקיך. And it's so interesting. Look inside one minute in paragraph 4, in second line, פסוק ח', what's the פסוק say? How Rivka talk to יעקב, ואתה בני, שמע בקולי, לאשר אני מצווה אותך. I recommend you, אשר אני מצווה אותך. Not because you want, you really don't want. Look in paragraph 1, when יצחק send יעקב to Padan Aram, third line, ויקרא, second line, ויקרא יצחק אל יעקב, ויברך אותו, ויצווהו, ויצווהו, ויאמר לו לא תיקח השם בנות כנען. The base reason is, why? If you feel this mitzvah in pure way, in high level, is mean, you really don't want, but you do this because, כאשר צבחה השם אלוקיך, your children, we have the opportunity to rebuild בית המקדש, if a slave go to destroy this, because כיבוד אב ואם. And now we need to understand, כיבוד אב ואם, is not only when they're alive. כיבוד אב ואם also is passed away. And our parents and grandparents watch us. Our parents and grandparents do a lot for us. And I give you an example. It is good to remember all your life. Who is the best friend of David HaMelech? Best friend of David HaMelech is Yonatan. Yonatan, with his father, King Shaul, both of them die in the war against Plishtim. Few minutes before David HaMelech bury his best friend, Yonatan, he say to him few words in paragraph 10. He say, איך נפלו גיבורים בתוך המלחמה, and what relevant for us from this few פסוקים, צר לי עליך, אחי יונתן, נעמת לי מאוד, my dear, dear friend, you was my best friend in my life, נפלטה אהבתך לי, the love what you show to me, and I show you to you, נפלטה אהבתך לי, מאהבת נשים, you listen, מאהבת נשים, what does it mean? The love, what I love you and you love me, bigger from love between husband and wife, wife to husband. You know what people do with this pasuk? Tirachem Hashem. Chas v'chalila. Remember this all your life. David HaMelech say to Yonatan, my dear friend, can I ask you a question before you go to Shamayim, to Kisei HaKavod? Tell me, my best friend, your father was king. Is go from father to son. Why you give me the leadership? Your father almost kill you. He asks you, where is your best friend, David? And you give him some excuse, you have family time together in Bethlehem, and he's through of you, almost kill you. Why? You, we can still come best friend, the best friend. Also, if you will come the king, why you give me the leadership? You know why, Yonatan? Because Yonatan, who is your grandfather? Binyamin. Who is the mother of Binyamin? Rachel. Who is my grandfather, Yonatan say? And David say about himself, who is my grandfather, David say? Yehuda. Who is the mother of Yehuda? Leah. Nifleta avat chali, the love what you show me, come because avat nashim, Rachel ve-Leah. What Rachel bring to the house, Leah, this bring you to understand in the DNA, HaKadosh Baruch Hu want, I will come the king after your father. I never take any credit to myself. It's not because me. Your grandmother and my grandmother make this. And in life many times, people have opportunities, many times to say, this shiduch, this inyan, זה בשמיים כבר סידור. This סבתא organized, זה סבא סידר. It's כיבוד אב ואם ביחס, it's not only when the parents alive, also after. And you know obviously, when you go to cemetery, you put stone on the grave. Why you put stone on the grave? We say many times, stone in Hebrew is Evan. Evan is Abba, Ben, Neched, or Ima, Bat, Nechda, Father, Son, Grandson, Mother, Daughter, Granddaughter. We say Sapta, Saba, Ima, Abba, in the place where you stop, we build as a floor. Nothing stop. One day we see all the building. Is we understand now, what Rivka say to Yaakov, if you fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud Orim in the pure way, you will see your children, we have the opportunity to rebuild Bet HaMikdash. Now we take this other step. One day, one of the stone of the Choshen disappeared. And you cannot walk. If it's one of the stone, you have 12 stone, Odin, Pitata, Bareket, Nofer, Sapir, Yalom, Leshem, Shvuach, Lama, Tarshi, Sham, Yashve. And they know if you have any chance to find the stone, what they miss, by father and son, what have business of jewelries. The name is Dama, the son of Netina. ever said in front of us, it says bal peh. And they knock on the door, Dama opens the door, and they ask him, we want to buy one stone, and we pay you 1,000 zeuvim. On the spot, they give the price, no question, above any price what anyone can dream. And he say, okay, wait a few minutes, I walk in, I bring the bag, and we can, the bags, and you can check if you have this stone. He walk in, come out after a minute, he say, I'm sorry, not now. They understand not now what it means, more money. More money. They say 1,000 zeuvim. In the meantime, his father wake up, he brings the bags, they find inside, and they want to pay him 1,000 zeuvim. He say, I never sell kibud avayim for money. The deal was 1,000, it's not penny more. What stone we miss? Number 12, Yashfe, the stone of Binyamin. What is unique about Binyamin? Only Binyamin honored his father. His mother he cannot because she passed away when he born. The brother never have respect to Yaakov, they sell Yosef. Yosef scared to say to Abba, Abba, I'm alive. His only one what make kibudav in the right way is Binyamin. And what Binyamin get? The property, the area of Bet HaMikdash is in his property. Because kibudav. Now what stone we miss? The stone of Binyamin. How we get this stone back? Because Dama don't want to wake his father, Netina. And this is what the Meshech Chochmah come and teach us in front of us. Look in paragraph 13. Da, shekol ha-shvatim ciaru le-aviyem be-mechirat Yosef. All the brothers bring a lot of pain to Yaakov and they sell Yosef. Yosef עצמו, Yosef himself, לא הודיע לאביו, he never say one word to his father, רק יוסף היה ירא מפני החרם. The brother say, if somebody say to Abba, he is alive, he will die, and he's scared from his brothers. אבל בנימין, בת בנימין, כיבד לאביו, he honor his father, ולכן שרתה שכינה בחלקו, ששכינה take place, and his property. ולכן, כשעבד ישפה מבנימין, the stone, what represent שבט בנימין, הראה להם השם יתברך, גודל מצוות כיבודיו אצל דמה בנתינה. Now, when Yaakov Avinu understand the mission what his mom sent him, what happened when he walk in to take the bracha, it's like a little bit confused. I call Yaakov Adem Edei Esav in paragraph 14. He asked him, please come close to me. And second line, Perek of Zayin, Vayigash, he come close, Vayishak lo, Kisem, Vayarach et Reach begadav, Vayivarcheu. He smells the garment, what he had, and he gives him the bracha, the blessing. Come, Chazal, and say, Amidrash, Bagmara, Paroga 15, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, En lecha davar shericho kashe. Somebody come from the field, after he ran after animals, the smell from his clothing is terrible, you cannot stay close to him. How Yitzchak smell his garment? Come, Chazal, and answer, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, וירח את ריח בגדיו, how? אלא בשעה שנכנס אבינו יעקב אצל אביו, when Yaakov walk into his father, נכנסה עם גן עדן, and this garment, he have beautiful smell, what give more life to יצחק אבינו. Smell from גן עדן. What does it mean? Is obvious, is it for him explain? This special garment, what Yaakov use, was a garment, what Esav all the time serve his father, with this garment. And this garment, he take from Nimrod, and this garment go back to Adam HaRishon. And from this reason, Yitzchak smell from this garment reach of what? Of Gan Eden. But I don't understand. All the years, Esav served his father with this type of garment. Why we never find in Torah, in Chazal, one time, what Yitzchak smell from this garment, Gan Eden. This come from Gan Eden. Is obviously, this is a special garment, and inside you have smell of Gan Eden. We never find this only first time by Yaakov. Why not before? Because when Adam HaRishon makes the sin, Adam v'Chava, and they eat from the tree, they lose Gan Eden, they need to stay out from Gan Eden, they take all the mitzvot with them to the level where they stay now. Except one mitzvah. What not was belong to them in Gan Eden. What mitzvah? Kibud avayim. Is this mitzvah stay in the original place? The first time in the history of the world, what somebody honor his father and his mother, Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu. When Avraham Avinu take Yitzchak to sacrifice him, and he walk with him, Ima, Sarah don't know one word. Remember, she wait for child 52 years. When he born, she say to Avraham, I wait for this baby so many years, everything in the house. People play with them in the house, he learn in the house, everything. She never want, she will stay out of the house until age of 37. Chazal teaches. First time when Abraham get permission to travel with his son at this age. If Sarah know, Abraham take him to sacrifices, no way, he never leaves the house. Yitzchak never say one word to his mom. He walk only with Abraham Avinu. Yaakov, he listen to his father, he do something opposite what he want to stay in Eretz Yisrael, but his father say to him, go to Padan Aram, he listen to his mom, to steal the behalf of me, he never believe, he go to steal, to lie anyone, is he feel this mitzvah, in pure way, what is a pure way? Ka'asher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, not I like, or I want, is okay, the opposite, and still I do, is a mitzvah, what's in the original place, arrive to the garment, what come from this place. Now, we understand why the letter Kuf is big. When David HaMelech said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I really want to build a house for you. Also the bird, house, nest. Ken, nest, bring us to what mitzvah? Shiluach HaKen, to send the mother to take the chick? How we can do this? Tzar Balei Chaim. Why I make this mitzvah? Kaasher ma? Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. And interesting, these two mitzvot obviously give us what? Long life. Arichus Yomim. It means, we see from here, step A, what we see from here is, when we daven every day, a few times a day, v'lirushalayim yircha berachamim tashuv, v'techazena eneinu b'shuvcha letzion, because Baruch Hu say, I'm ready. What can make this quickly? Amor we know to honor our parents. Grandparents, when they're alive and also after they passed away. This bring more quick the redemption. This is, on one hand, from us to our parents. But now, from us to the next generations. Abraham Avinu returned from World War I. 4 nations against 5. He comes superstar. He saved the life of Lot. What he do is impossible. But when he arrived to his tent, he arrived with bad mood. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, what happened? You killed so many people, and you worry, maybe you killed too much? Don't worry. If you never kill, they will kill you. Maybe you worry, I met for you so many miracles, you lose your credit, what you have, don't worry. Schar'cha arbe meod. You can look inside in paragraph 16, אחר הדברים האלה, הדבר השם אל אברהם במחזה לאמור, אל תירא אברהם, don't worry, because Rashi explained, it's not in front of us. If you kill so many, you don't have choice. If you lose your credit, you don't lose. שכרך הרבה מאוד. If הקדוש ברוך הוא will say to us, you set, you okay, you suffer, your benefits is הרבה מאוד. What we will do all the day? We will dance. We feel the happy people all over the world. Come אברהם אבינו, look what his reaction. ויאמר אברהם, השם אלוקים, מה תיתן לי? ואנוכי הולך הררי. בין משק ביתי דמשק אליעזר, הקדוש ברוך הוא, what you promise me? Other 2,000 camels? Few hundred lambs? Or cows? I want children. I want child. And Abraham continue. Next pasuk, if you can put line again. ויאמר אברהם, אין לי לא נתת זרע. והנה בן ביתי יורשתי. You see something interesting? ויאמר אברהם. First he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you promise me? Animals? I want child. I want future. And Abraham continues, the Pasuk says, next Pasuk, Vayomer Abraham. Why twice Vayomer Abraham? Why twice Vayomer Abraham? Abraham Avinu, with all the respect, you have anything to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please say from A to Z. After this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide if he really want to give you answer or not. And we know, in the Torah, every letter is necessary. Every word for sure. Why twice ויאמר אברהם ויאמר אברהם? Moreover, the next פסוק, what הקדוש ברוך הוא answer to him? והנה דבר השם, פסוק ד' 2 line from them, paragraph 16, אליו לאמור, לא יירשך זה, don't worry, your future is not Eliezer, כי אם אשר, please put line, יצא ממאיך הוא יירשך. The one will come from your, what? Stomach. I don't understand. הוא carry the baby 9 months. אמא, not אבא, הקדוש ברוך הוא use wrong word in Hebrew. הקדוש ברוך הוא need to say what? אשר יצא מה? מחלציך, not ממאיך. What is mean? What kind of language is? אשר יצא ממאיך. כמה רב הירש, אין הנציב, with a little bit flavor, and teach us something unbelievable. אברהם אבינו, come and say, הקדוש ברוך הוא, what you promise me? Animals, I want children. What the pasuk say? אנוכי הולך הררי, בן משק ביתי דמשק אליעזר. After אברהם אבינו say this, he stop, and he say, הקדוש ברוך הוא, with all the respect, I'm sorry. I make mistake. I know our relationship is great. You know, I do everything for you, and I'm sure you appreciate it. I jump to the fire before I know who are you. I look of you. And one day I see everyone go to build tower. I say, everybody go to build tower. Probably God in this place. When I walk in, I understand in this place no one can find you. I say to Nimrod, I want to go back home. Nimrod say to me, sir, home? No way. You come, you stay, you come part of the buildings, of the builders. One way you can to go home, through this door, direct to the fire, where they make the bricks to build the Migdal Babel. Avraham Avinu take his bag, he cross the fire. He say, I will die also before I know the God, to show to people, don't look of him in this building, in this tower. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sure you appreciate this. When you send me to sacrifice my son, the water almost covered me. I said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you ask me, I try to do the best. Move the water for me. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm after you, ba'esh u'ba'mayim. Ba'esh u'ba'mayim. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, I apologize. I make mistake. What mistake? You say to me, schercha arbe meod. You promise me, you okay. Don't worry. What I need to say? What I need to say? If Kadosh Baruch Hu will say to us, you okay, what we need to say to him? Thank you. Exactly. Thank you. And I ask question. You know what the mistake I make? Because if I ask question, generations after, people will come and learn this psukim and say, one minute. Avraham Avinu, the pillar of Emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him and he had question. One minute. I am not Avraham Avinu. I am not Avraham Avinu. For sure I also allowed to ask question. And because I am not Avraham Avinu, I also allow to give answer to myself. And I do what I want. He's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The way I react, your promise, can bring my future to stay out from the way. They will learn in the wrong way what I say to you. And I go to lose them. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, delete this posuk. I would like to start from the beginning. Now, the next posuk. Again, Vayomer Avraham. אין לי לא נתת זרע, והנה בן ביתי יורש אותי. It's not the same question. This is completely other question. What kind of question is? Listen. פילי פלאים. הקדוש ברוך הוא, you can give me one minute. One minute. This is what I need with you. I am now age of 99. Next year, I have child. Age of 100. How many years you give me to stay alive with my child? How many years? 5 years? You come great for me, you come good for me, you give me other 5 years, more or less 20 years, super good for me. What I can teach my son in 20 years? What? Mishnah, Chumash, Gemara, Halacha, Dinim, all this HaKadosh Baruch Hu I teach my best students. Eliezer, 98% of the questions, what come to my desk, Avraham say, I never see the question. Who gives the answers? Eliezer. Eliezer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't want child what will take my name to the next generation. This is not my goal. My goal is to have child that I can teach him what is mean Yiddishkeit. Care, give shoulder, come sensitive, come flexible, show your heart, show how much you listen. To have this kind of child, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he need to watch me when he's in preschool, elementary school, high school, before Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael or after, before the army or after, before he engage and after, before he have children and after, when he have children, and every age, when he watch me, And Ima, he learned more about us. Because he become more mature, his perspective is more deep. In this way, I can deliver it to the next generation. This is my goal. What does mean Yiddishkeit? Care, sensitive, flexible, give shoulder, show your heart, etc., etc. You need to watch me lifetime. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also respect. I miss the train. I miss the train. Age of 100 is too late. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wow. Show me somebody else in the world who can say this, except Avraham Avinu. Somebody else will dance, age of 100 to have child, Alevai, Baruch Hashem. No, no. I want to teach him what is mean, mensch. What is mean, care, sensitive, etc., etc., what I mentioned before. He need to watch me in different age of his life. He's late. Kama Kadosh Baruch Hu and answer to him, don't worry. Lo yirashcha ze, asher yitze mimeecha. Stomach, in Hebrew, is not part in the body, what gets the food, and decide what stay and what come out. Stomach in Hebrew, our Hirsch says the definition of stomach is Mishkan Aregashot, the source of the feeling. Sometimes somebody walks to the shul in the morning, Boker Tov, how are you? What going? Manishma, he so happy. People ask him, what makara? Thank God, he get good answer, get job, he get this. This in Lashon Torah, Al Ken Hamu Mehai. It means he feels very excited in one end. In other end, somebody would come very nervous, very sad, very upset. It's very dangerous. He can get ulcer. And what happened? He can what? Die. This Leshon HaPasuk, Me'ai Chamarmaru, is mean the stomach is Mishkan HaRegashot. Abraham, you will have lifetime with your son. Unbelievable. What age Abraham Avinu arrived in the Torah? What age he arrived in the Torah? Age of what? 75. What age Abraham Avinu when Yitzchak born? Age of 100. How many years Abraham stay alive after Yitzchak born? Other 75 years. Exactly. Amount of years. What he have in the old life, he have now hand by hand, lifetime with his son. This Abraham Avinu teaches. This is the first. To build people is mean to teach them, to show them who Haya Omer, to show them by us naturally, and they can take this from us, is care, sensitive, give shoulder, etc., etc. This Avraham Avinu teaches. And now, so nice, every time in Tanakh, in Chazal, when you find the word Tzeitzaim, it means future, it's come with the word me'ayim. Every morning we have bracha. V'niyah anachnu v'tze'etza'inu v'tze'etza'i tze'etza'inu v'birkat ha'torah. What does it mean? What kind of language is v'tze'etza'inu? V'niyah anachnu v'zareinu v'zera zareinu. How we say nu v'al etzion? Lo yamushu mipicha, mipi zarecha or mipi zera zarecha. You don't like. Lo yamushu mi'iladecha, and yiladei yiladech from your children and grandchildren. What does it mean tze'etza'im? Tze'etza'im in Hebrew is mean excitement. Tzeitzaim in Hebrew is mean personality. Tzeitzaim in Hebrew is mean what the stomach represents. Care, sensitive, etc. To come inch. When we build children in this way, we can put inside everything. If they have everything except this, they don't have anything. So interesting. I think about this, and I find it in the Shachar HaTorah 2 years ago, first time. I know, we say Kriyat Shema so many times. And look what happened in Kriyat Shema. We say, "Va'avta Hashem Elokecha." Kadosh Baruch Hu, talk to me. And what he asked for me? "Bechol levavcha, bechol nafshecha, ubechol meodecha." Correct? "Vayodarim el Hashem chim etzavcha hayom al levavecha." He talked to me. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu say, "One minute, I stop." He moved to the next generation. "Veshinantam levanecha, vedibarta bam." Stop. He came to me back. "Veshivtecha bevetecha, velechtecha baderech, veshorbecha bekomecha." Correct? Why Kadosh Baruch Hu start to talk to me? After he speak to me, what happened? He move to the next generation and he come back to me. He can talk to me from A to Z, and in the end he will say to me, "Veshinantam levanecha v'dibartabam." You know why? If we really want "Veshinantam levanecha" to the children, what we need first, "Vayu advarim ha'ele alevavecha." Everything what we do with full heart, this go to the children and grandchildren. Everything is alevavecha. Now we can "Veshinantam levanecha." When the children say to Yaakov, "Abba, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, you one full heart is Hashem, we also. כשם שאין בליבך אלא אחד, אין בליבנו אלא אחד. What the children had to say, Abba, you full heart is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody knows this. They say, Abba, what you teach us all your life? What we see by your life? Full heart was Hashem. We have this also. Is we see how Avraham Avinu teach us, how he gives this to us in our DNA, what he want for us. Build the midot of what? The quality, the value of the person. Now, after this, everything will come in the right time and the people will grow tremendously. In one end, we see how kibud orim, how honor our parents bring us more clothes, Yerushalayim yichav v'rachamim teshuv. In same times, we see how much we come, all manu to our children in any age. This also go to them, children and grandchildren. And when we merge these two together, it's b'siyata d'ishmai, we bezoch esun to bracha, to simcha, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will fill all our expectation and to end how we start. Rebchaim Zecher Tzadik Livracha, what we can say, you know, time in Hebrew, how we say time in Hebrew? Zman. Why? Because every minute invited the next minute. Every day is the next day. Every month the next month. Somebody have life of Zman, all the time Iran. What I do tomorrow? Next week? Next month? What I do? Iran. One day you wake up, you never catch what you want. You never catch. This creates some difficult time. For this reason, only in Hebrew, we have one word similar to Zman. And the Hebrew is Et. Et is mean to appreciate the present. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never ask anyone how many hours you study Torah. What he asks, Kavata itim la Torah. Meaning, more or less, where is my head? What I want to do later or in this moment? Reb Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was man of Et. He appreciates the time, the present. This is also how he gives in the class. And he catches the future. So that Hashem will come to Yosher. And you have a lot of nachat. And big shakoach, what I have, this zchut. So give this shiur l'ilu nishmato. And b'siyat ha-tishmai will share many, many smachot. Bebriyut, ubracha, v'simcha. Thank you. If I can say one word, you know, I'm from Eretz Israel. I don't know, so I know some people from outside. What I can tell you, number one in America. Number one in America to get advice. Bekol davar. Pashut, en milim.